Now shall we come to our study, and if you have your Bible now, turn to the 13th chapter of 1 Chronicles. We'll look at that here at this time. Now, let me say again, we're talking about David. Last time we saw David's mighty man in chapters 11 and 12. Now we have David and the Ark, verses 13 through 16, and we'll be able to cover a couple of chapters, I trust. Now we have a background for what is taking place. This is God's viewpoint of David's first attempt to bring the Ark to Jerusalem. And God took note of that because of the fact that this was the thing that pleased God, that David put an emphasis on this. You see, God didn't just always commend him in the victories that he had in war. God commended him for being interested in spiritual matters. That was the most important thing. Now we start off on the wrong foot in verse 1 of chapter 13. And David consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds and with every leader. Now David's a new king, and he's come to the throne. He has tremendous plans. He has a great vision, and he wants to bring the ark up. And so he's consulting all of these. Well, the very interesting thing is, I think David made a mistake in consulting all these. I don't think that he should have. God was giving him leading and guiding and direction, and he didn't need to consult all of these at all. I think today that we are finding that there's a serious problem that's evolving in many churches today. There are too many men that want to have their finger in the pie. That is, they want to make decisions, especially the boards of churches today. And many of those men are not spiritually equipped to make a decision. And they often hand in a wrong decision that hurts the cause of Christ. May I say that's a great problem today. And I think David made a mistake to consult with these. And he got him in trouble, at least, by listening to everybody. Now, verse 2, David said unto all the congregation of Israel, if it seem good unto you, and that it be of the Lord our God, let us send abroad unto our brethren everywhere that are left in all the land of Israel, and with them also to the priests and Levites, which are in their cities and suburban areas, that they may gather themselves unto us. And let us bring again the ark of our God to us, for we inquired not at all in the days of Saul. Now this is a sidelight on the days of Saul. During that period, the worship of God in the tabernacle was entirely omitted. In fact, it was neglected. And as a result, the organization was all broken up. The Levites were scattered. And, of course, the enemy had done a great deal to accomplish that fact.